Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in this series called Exploring Wisdom, and I want to just read a couple more scriptures to you. We'll start out with James chapter 3, and we'll start in verse 13 and go through verse 18. From the King James, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good life his works with meekness of wisdom." Notice that phrase, meekness of wisdom. "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. For this wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish," or demonical, we could say, or demoniacal, like I should say. For verse 16, "For where there is envying and strife, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by them that make peace." I want to read this same passage from the Passion Translation. "If you consider yourself to be wise and one who understands the ways of God, advertise it with a beautiful, fruitful life, guided by wisdom's gentleness." You know, when I was reading this, that phrase, wisdom's gentleness, just popped out off the page at me, guided by, I want to be guided, and I know you do, by wisdom's gentleness. "Never brag or boast about what you've done, and you'll prove that you're truly wise. But if there's bitter envying or competition hiding in your heart, then don't deny it and try to compensate for it by boasting and being phony, for that has nothing to do with God's heavenly wisdom, but can best be described as the wisdom of this world," ouch, "both selfish and devilish. So wherever jealousy and selfishness are uncovered, you will find many troubles and every kind of meanness. But the wisdom," now verse 17 from the Passion, "but the wisdom from above is always pure, filled with peace, considerate and teachable. It is filled with love and never displays prejudice or hypocrisy in any form, and it always bears the beautiful harvest of righteousness. Good seeds of wisdom's fruit will be planted with peaceful acts by those who cherish making peace." I think it's very important that we understand that we need to have God's wisdom. And when we have God's wisdom, we understand God's ways. Praise God. I want in my life to operate in His wisdom, not in man's wisdom, not in my own wisdom. And by doing that, when you are walking in that wisdom, it's important to walk in peace. It's important to walk in love, in a gentleness that wisdom has. It's a confident gentleness that it's not your wisdom. When you need to make a decision, when you're taking a stand, it's not one that you boast about. It's not one that you are prideful in, but you know that you've heard from God and you know what to do. I like what the Message translation says, paraphrase says. It says, "Live well, live wisely, live humbly. It's the way you live, not the way you talk, that counts." And this is that same passage. "Mean-spirited ambition isn't wisdom. Boasting that you are wise isn't wisdom. Twisting the truth to make yourselves sound wise isn't wisdom. It's the furthest thing from it." You see, it's actually earthly, sensual, and devilish. In other words, that has nothing to do with God's heavenly wisdom. It's worldly wisdom. Now, we can learn from the world, and we can understand that we can use wisdom when we think things out from a natural perspective. But how much even more powerful to listen to what God is saying? Because when we are listening to the wisdom of the world, Passion says it's both selfish and devilish. And the footnote says, behaves like a demon. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to act like a demon or be influenced by a demonic spirit. And you can tell when people are walking in their own wisdom or their own thoughts, because they use the word I a lot, or me or my. Whereas when we are confronted with a situation where we need to operate and hear from God on what to do about our healing, what to do about our finances, what to do about a relationship, we really need to tap into what God wants and what God says. His word is his wisdom, and whatever he speaks to you will be in line with his word. Praise God. We know if it steals, kills, and destroys, we know that's from the enemy. But if it comforts, exhorts, and edifies, it's from him. Now, years ago in the third grade, I had a great, great teacher, Miss Maddie Mae Pearson. And a lot of people in the town I grew up in, she was their teacher, those who went to my particular school. I keep finding out people who have learned so much from her over the years. She's gone to be with the Lord now. And she gave me a little plaque. And on that plaque was, "A soft answer turneth away wrath." She did not know how much I was going to need that, and basically how much I would fail at doing it, but how much I would need it. The Amplified Bible says this. It says, and that's found in Proverbs 15, 1 and 2. It says, "A soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath, but harsh and painful and careless words stir up anger." When I think of wisdom's gentleness, I think of Miss Maddie Mae. She was firm. She used wisdom in the affairs of life, but she did it with love and gentleness. All right? And I like this because a soft answer turns away wrath, or a soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath. See, when we strike out with what we think is right or whatever, in our lives, that's a selfishness, a self-centered. Verse 2 says, "The tongue of the wise speaks knowledge that is pleasing and acceptable." I know sometimes when I've had people mad at me, or even better, if I think about someone, I know one time a man was confronted by his boss, and he just got calmed down while the guy was just almost, I guess, screaming at him and just really degrading to him. And he just got quiet, and he listened while the guy was ranting and raving and on, and he tapped into this gentleness of wisdom. And it was a soft and tender answer, as the translation here says, and it will calm a person's anger. Isn't that cool? It calms a person's anger. The Expanded Bible is talking about that. It says, "A gentle, soft, tender answer will calm a person's anger and turns back away wrath." Not only can it turn away someone else's anger, but it can turn away your own anger as well. But an unkind, painful, sharp answer will cause or raises even more anger. Well, how do we avoid that? Well, we tap into that wisdom. That verse 2, "Wise people use knowledge when they speak, but fools pour out or bubble forth with foolishness." I think we've all probably done that at some point in time or another. I believe the key here is to walk in peace. And that's what James is saying. We could break down this even more, but where envying and strife are, verse 16 says, going back there, there is confusion in every evil work. But I don't want to walk in confusion. I know you don't want to walk in confusion. So we don't envy someone else. We walk in the wisdom of God that he gives us. All right? That wisdom is pure, peaceful, gentle, and it's easy when it ministers to someone. Because it's willing to yield to understanding, willing to yield to reason. All right? So listen, in the midst of a challenge, it's so easy to get into the flesh and self-centeredness and selfishness and say, "But yes, but I have a right. What about my right?" I know I'm skipping around a lot, but I want to go back to verse 14 in James chapter 3 just for a moment. It says, "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." You know, that phrase, "lie not against the truth," is so important. The devil and his spirits are always wanting to tell your unrenewed soulish realm, your mind, your will, and emotions, to be envious of someone else and to be in strife. They're always trying to get you to lie against the truth, or believe the lies against the truth. You've been told something, a negative report about someone, or a negative report about yourself, a negative report about your finances, a negative report about this, some relationship or circumstance in life, or about a person you're believing for. What's the truth in this? The truth is in line with God's word, and that's what he wants you to believe. He wants you to stand on wisdom's gentleness. Now, at one point in time, Jesus had to run the money changers out of the temple. He was walking in wisdom there too, and he did it. He did it in love, out of a heart of love. I like what several definitions of meekness, as we've talked about, but it means to be teachable, humble, strength under control. And God wants us to have the meekness of wisdom, to be teachable, to say, hey, I don't know everything, but I can learn. And God, I want you to teach me that. I need wisdom in a situation I don't know what to do. And that wisdom, as we said in 1 Corinthians 1:30, has been made unto you, God. Christ has been made unto you that wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. But when we just absolutely do not know what to do, God loves us so much. Just cry out and say, God, I want to be meek. I want to be teachable. I'm humble here. I'm not sure what to do. And then when you know what to do, exemplify meekness with strength under control. That's the meekness of wisdom. And Jesus was in complete control in that situation, and he ran the money changers out of there because he said, this is my Father's house, and it shall be a house of prayer. Praise God. I believe many of us face challenges this year, as in any year. God wants you to operate in that wisdom, that godly wisdom. Father, I pray right now for my brother, my sister who's listening to this. Maybe they're at a crossroads. Maybe they don't know what to do. But we thank you for the wisdom that is ours in Christ Jesus. It's because you have sent your Son to die for us and to be resurrected for us that we can walk in your wisdom, because you created us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, that we will operate in it, and this believer will operate in it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.